producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to prepare for the end of fall and the beginning of winter, which is not that far away. I was talking with Patrick, my producer, for the first couple of hours, and he was telling me that it was had snowed in Minnesota. So if it started there, it's headed our way very, very soon. So there's a couple of things that I'd like you to do before we go to the calls. Number one, I want you to walk on your lawn, especially in the sun. Don't worry about the shade. Japanese beetles lay eggs in the sun, in your lawn. And what happens at this time of the year, the moles will get in your lawn, and they feed on the grubs, and they'll dig tunnels. And when you walk on your lawn, your soil will be cushiony, and that will tell you that there's some mole action. Also, if you see a lot of birds on your lawn, and they're making holes like you took a pencil and punched the ground with it, or maybe even having raccoons or skunks dig holes in your lawn. Now, it's too late to deal with the grubs for the most part because of the season. But you got to get the moles out of your lawn. Otherwise, they're going to dig tunnels, and they are going to eat the roots of the grass in that digging process. And when spring comes, they will look like a racetrack in your lawn, zigzagging, and there'll be a lot of dead grass. So what you need to do is to get a product called Mole Go, M-O-L-E-G-O. It comes as a liquid that you attach to your hose. You spray the area with it, or the powder that you put in your spreader, and you go back and forth on your lawn, and then you put the sprinkler on to wash it into the ground. Now, the active ingredients is castor oil. So it's not going to hurt the moles, but when they dig, they get the castor oil on their fur because it's sticky. And they'll attempt to clean themselves. If you've ever seen a cat wash himself, the mole will do the same thing. He'll lick the castor oil off of his fur, and castor oil is a laxative. It will give him the runs, and it will move out of your yard into your neighbor's yard. So put it down now, and it will help a great deal. If you have a vegetable garden and you had a problem with voles where they ate your carrots, or they were tunneling and they were eating onions or turnips or even potatoes, you want to treat it right now. And you use the same product, to get them out of there during the winter, and they will not come back in the spring. Now, the difference between a mole and a vole is very easy. They look exactly alike. A vole is a vegetarian, okay, with a V. And they'll eat, if they go in your perennial bed, they'll eat the daylily root system. It's thick, it's fleshy, it's about the size of your fingers, and it's a good food source for them. They'll eat your iris. They'll eat your peonies. They'll also eat hybrid lilies. So that's a vole vegetarian. A mole with an M will eat grubs and earthworms that are found in your lawn. So that's how you tell the two apart. If they're in a perennial bed or in the vegetable garden, it's a vole because they're eating the roots or the tubers or the bulbs. If it's in your lawn, it's a mole. And both of those can be controlled with Mole Go, either the liquid or the powder. It's made by Fertilome. And if you go to your local garden center or feed and grain stores, they have the product. You put it down now, and it will drive them out before the ground freezes. If you don't, they're going to make a whole bunch of tunnels. And they're going to be able to feed and expand the tunnels all winter long. So get them out. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from Nashaw. He's got a question about his fruit tree.
Jeff, good morning, and how can we help you with your fruit trees today?
Yeah, how are you there, Paul?
Good, how are you?
Very good, yeah. We've got a tree that's on the property line, and our neighbors, we always shared, you know, for like 30 years, the berries that would come off of it. Well, we've got new neighbors, and they want to trim the tree back. Because there was no questioning about it before, nobody really even knows what kind of berry tree it actually is. So I don't know if it's a boysenberry, but I'll give you a description of it. We've got also a birch tree in the yard. White birch. The leaves are just about identical, except the berry tree one might be a little, ever so slightly bigger. Oval shaped, serrated edges. And this fruit tree starts to bear right around Father's Day, give or take a week, and continues to get berries until the end of July. So it's about 6 weeks.
Okay.
The berry that comes off of it looks identical to a raspberry, but when you pick a raspberry, this cone-shaped stem stays with the raspberry bush. This berry here, the stem stays with the fruit. It's about two and a half, three stories high. And
wow.
Like I said, we've been eating these berries for a while, making wine with it, making, you know, everything you do with a berry, you know, jams and eating them, you know, raw. Nobody, I don't know if it's a boysenberry or,
It sounds very, very similar to a boysenberry. Now, if you want to prune it back to control the height, wait until spring. All of your commercial orchards, apples, peaches, pears, plums, grape, vineyards, they do all of their pruning during the month of March. And the reason is, if you prune it back now, the tree or this big bush cannot produce a callus because it's gone dormant.
Right, yeah, and it still leaves on it a little bit.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's gone dormant.
Yeah.
And what would happen is, if we have a windy winter with a lot of sun, you're going to have some additional dieback on that plant. And if you wait until March, most of the winter is gone. and the air temperature is going to be warmer in March, and it's going to be doing it now and dealing with the winter month, and you'd have much, much better results. And just prune it to the height that you want, give it a nice shape, and then in the spring, I would feed it with something like Plant Tone, which is a good slow-release organic fertilizer, and you use 1 pound per inch diameter of the tree trunk, and you would take a crowbar, make a series of holes all the way around the tree, about 6 inches deep, and put a half a handful. And I'll tell you, using an organic that will feed that tree slowly for 4 months compared to something like 10-10-10 that only lasts 30 days, or those spikes, those tree spikes, you're paying about $1 a piece for them, and half of the spike, fertilizer spike, is the bonding agent that holds it together so that you can whack it into the ground. So you're paying a lot of money for a little bit of fertilizer. Buy the Plant Tone, use a crowbar, feed it, and that tree will respond with some new growth. It'll make it thicker, fuller, and even more productive. Thank you.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes that can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261, and it's toll-free. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jean from Plymouth. She's got a question about Rose of Sharon and another question about a shoe mole.
Okay. Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a Rose of Sharon that's about 12 to 13 feet tall.
Okay.
And I would like to make it into more of a bush than a tree, if possible. How far down can I cut it without killing it?
You can cut in half if you want.
In half, or could I do less than that?
Yeah, I mean, if it's 12, 13 feet and you want to bring it down to, let's say, 6 foot, just in the spring now, not now, again, because it can't callus the cuts that you're going to make. So in mid to late March, early April, when you can get back outside, then just walk up to the plant and say, listen, I'm doing this for your own good. I can't see over you anymore. And you just cut it to whatever height you want, but you want to do it before the leaves form on the plant. And if you're ever on Cape Cod during the summer, a lot of homes, instead of putting up a fence, will use a hedge of Rose of Sharon, and they cut them at about 6 or 7 feet, and it makes the most fantastic looking flowering hedge that blooms all summer long.
Well, this has really some very thick trunks.
Okay, then just take a saw and cut it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, shoe mold.
Yes.
Where is it available? I don't seem to find it in my area.
Okay. Shoe mold should be available at a nursery, a garden center. But if you can't find it, if you call the company directly, they will send it to you by mail. Now, let me give you the phone number. They're a Boston-based company. Their phone number is 339-777. 5109.
And does that come in a concentrate where you can put it in your own sprayer or
bottle? Yeah. Yeah, they sell it in a pre-mixed, like a Mr. bottle, okay?
Yeah.
For people that just want to treat a little area. I bought from, the name of the company is Linwood Labs, and I bought a 1 gallon jug of concentrate. I put it in my pump sprayer, and I spray my basement every spring when I get ready to bring out the patio furniture so that I don't get that musty smell during the summer. And then just before I bring the patio furniture back into the basement in about September, I spray it again, and that cellar smells so good. There's no more mold. There's no more itchy eyes. My wife is allergic to mold and mildew, and she was getting shots every single week to prevent the sneezing and the coughing and rubby, watery eyes and everything else. And since I started using the shoe mold, no more doctor visits, no more itchy, no more sneezing, and it works fantastic.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the information. You have a great day.
You too. And thank you for giving us a call. No, this shoe mold, it's fantastic. It was developed by a vet from Hingham, Massachusetts. And it's organic. It's all natural. And most people just buy like a squeezer, like a Mr. type bottle. But they sell it in a concentrate. And it's a much better deal. And if you just call that number, they'll ship it to you. This man, very, very smart, he invented the aerosol can for starch. And he developed an aerosol can for hornets and wasps that will shoot in the air 20 feet. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right to the phone lines, but those of you that are planting bulbs, and you still have time, you know, just because it's November 1st doesn't mean that you can't plant bulbs anymore. If you planted tulips or crocuses and they vanish from your garden, that little critter we were talking about, the mole, no, the vole, he's eating your tulip bulbs or your crocuses. If you have chipmunks, they'll eat it. Now, what I want you to do is to stop at a feed and grain store or an Agway, something like that. And what you want to buy is a bag of oyster shells. And it's oyster shells that have been crushed. And they feed it to chickens to get the calcium out of it to make the eggshells thicker and stronger. So you dig a hole. You put a half a handful of soil in the bottom of the hole. Put some soil. Set your bulbs on top of it. Put some soil. And then throw the eggshells, a good handful, all the way around it. And then you fill a hole. And when the moles start digging to get to the bulbs, as they dig, the edges of the oyster shells are sharp. And they'll cut their paws. And they will not continue to dig. And your bulbs will be safe because of this artificial protection, oyster shells. And at the same time, it's going to release calcium in your soil to make your bulbs grow even better. So go to a feed and grain. They sell oyster shells. Some of it will sell it in a 50-pound bag, a 25-pound bag, and a lot of them you can buy 5 pounds or 10 pounds, depending on what you have. On daffodils, hyacinths, don't worry. But tulips and crocus, if they've never grown for you, it's the voles, the chipmunks, that are eating them during the winter months. And you can protect it with oyster shells, and it'll cost you pennies to do it. Okay, Daniel, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ellen from Massachusetts. She's got a question about transplanting some indigo and growing vegetables inside during the winter.
Okay, Ellen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I have two false indigos that I planted that have grown, overgrown where they are, and I need to transplant them.
And okay.
One, they're, I think, very difficult to remove, so I wondered if you have any tips for that. But also, I'm going to bring them to the Cape, and I'm not sure that I'm going to get there until the spring, so I didn't know if I should leave them in the ground now or if I can remove them now and store them for the winter somehow.
I would wait until spring.
Okay.
If you dig them now, then you're going to have to pot them, and the plant is going dormant, and you may end up losing it while it's in storage. I would rather you wait until March or April. When you see that it comes out of the ground about an inch, dig it. Put it in a box, take it down to beautiful Cape Cod, plant it, and you're ready to go.
Okay, will do. And I missed earlier you were talking about growing vegetables indoors. What types did you say that were able to grow vegetables?
What I've grown, and I've had real good luck, my wife and I, during the summer, we grow some potted herbs in a 6-inch pot.
Okay.
And we bring them in for the winter. But if you've got herbs in your garden now, you can dig them, pot them, and bring them inside for the winter. Oregano, chives, thyme, marjoram, parsley. What else? We have like 8 different pots in our house. And I use them for cooking all winter long. The other plant that you can bring in and it does a lot better is, my mind just went blank. The herb that you use if you're going to be cooking the lamb, rosemary. Rosemary doesn't winter over very well in many places, so I suggest you dig them up and pot them and bring them inside the house. And then after the holidays, buy some inexpensive, like 12 to 18 inch window boxes, and use a good soil. Black gold is a great potting soil. It's a lightweight, it's sterile. The other one is called Ideal Organic. And the Ideal Organic is the newest technology in potting soil. And they're putting in mycorrhiza, they're putting in bacteria, fungi in it, and plants just thrive. And for starting seeds, whoa, is it good? Because it's really lightweight and full of all these things that are found in nature that are not in other potting soils. And we've grown after Christmas when the tree's gone, the decorations are gone, we're back to normal, and we want to do something. We've grown spinach. I've grown leaf lettuce, and I'll buy the leaf lettuce that has a multicolored foliage. And a leaf lettuce, if you cut it to 2 inches, it will come right back and make all new foliage that you can cut again and again and again.
Okay.
So spinach, leaf lettuce. I've grown peas, and you got to tickle the flowers with a paintbrush because there's no bees. The other thing that you can buy is early in the spring, you can buy onion sets, or if you go on the internet, you can order onion sets, and you can grow scallions in a window box. Collard greens, kale, anything that likes the cold weather, and you normally plant in your garden early anyways. And it's a lot of fun. When you buy the peas, buy the bush pea, not the vine type.
Okay.
So it doesn't crawl all over the place. And the flavors that it puts into your salad is great.
Okay. We will give it a try. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from Rochester, New Hampshire. She's got a question about her spruce.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I have a Picea glauca pendula, which is the upright and not the real weeper that looks like Cousin It. And
right.
I just bought it this last spring, and it was in beautiful shape. I got it from a really reputable greenhouse. No problem with that. And it was the smaller of two that they had. So it was already, of course, in a pot. It wasn't burlap. It was just in a pot.
Right.
I had a beautiful hole dug. I've been gardening for decades, literally, and had no problem putting it in. It's perfectly placed. It's in the sun. Now, I don't know what happened, but it looks scorched. And what it was, when I got it, it had its really tight, fresh, green pine cones on it. And
right.
The candles had just opened, and they were just beautiful and soft. Oh, God, it's gorgeous. And so scorched. It looks like it's scorched. And it through the months in the summer, and I watered it, but maybe not enough, the backside remained green for the most part. The pine cones matured and finally opened maybe, you know, I'd say at least a month and a half late. They
right.
are producing seeds, so they're letting go of their seeds. One of the really disturbing things that happened was all those beautiful little candles, and not all of them, but a lot of them dropped their needles, and I went, oh, my word, what is going on with this tree? I'm killing it somehow. So
okay.
I have mulched it. It's got, you know, I've made a beautiful little well around it, the whole nine yards. I don't know what to do.
Okay, the first thing that I would do is I would take a picture of it.
I did.
And you can take it with your cell phone.
Yep.
Go back to the nursery where you bought it.
Okay.
And show them the pictures. And say, you know, I spent a lot of money for this. It was so beautiful. I was so excited to have it in my yard. And it's just falling apart. And I would be willing to bet that nursery has a guarantee on the plant.
Okay.
So I would say to them, listen, I'm willing to wait until the spring. I've been feeding it I've been taking care of it, and you can see where the cones have formed. They've released the seed. You can see where the new growth was, how they've shed all of their needles, and I'm beyond myself. Tell them that you talk to me, and that what I suggest is you talk with them and give it until the spring. And then okay. In the spring, if it doesn't look good, go back to the nursery and say to them, you know, I came to see you November 1st. I had a problem with my blue spruce. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I remember you came in. And take some fresh pictures and say, it's dead. I just don't know what's wrong. And if it's a good nursery,
right.
Who cares about their customers, they will replace it for you.
Okay. Oh, I'd hate to have that thing die. I mean, should I put? I was thinking of putting the no wilt on it anyway. But is there? Mm-hmm. I heard you talking earlier to a woman about iron, liquid iron. Do you think that might help? I mean, I don't know if it's going to form the new candles again. You know.
Yeah, I would definitely. I mean, you still have another months with the ground before it freezes. So I would give it a couple of shots of the liquid iron.
Okay.
And then the wilt proof or the wilt stop.
Yep.
That would seal it so that it doesn't lose moisture during the winter. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen. The blue spruce coloration is the death on the needles, so that when you spray it with either one of these products, your plant is going to turn green.
That's
don't
okay.
panic.
Yeah. I don't care.
And then when the new growth comes out, the new growth will be blue. But at least you can protect
mice, chipmunks, and squirrels that are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wilt Stop this winter. Wilt Stop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wilt Stop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here Sundays from 6 o'clock until 10. And if you want to listen more and your station only carries it for a couple of hours, go to my website, paulparent.com. And GCN has given us a link so that you can listen live from my website. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Susan from Massachusetts. She's got a question about a raised garden bed and then another question about zinnias.
Okay. Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I just love your show. I listen every week.
Thank you.
Earlier, you had talked about, if I got it right, the planting garlic bulbs in raised beds. And I don't have any raised beds. I do have an earth box. And I didn't know, I have two scenarios that I thought of, and I didn't know something like that would work. I have a three-season porch, has no heat, and probably limited sun because it has a roof over it and, you know, windows on the side.
Right.
But I also have, my house is very old, it's over 80 years old, and I have a small garage that's stone blocks. And one side of it is where I have really lovely hydrangeas and all different plants. They're protected in the winter from that wall, and then they get all afternoon sun. And I didn't know if I could use the earth blocks and move it over there or what you thought.
You could, you know, you don't have to plant the garlic in a raised bed. You can plant it directly in your garden. So if you've got a spot that's sheltered, where you have your hydrangea and some other plants, between them you could plant groupings of garlic, and it would act just like putting perennials in there. And they've got great looking foliage. And they do have a flower that's similar to an onion. It's a ball shaped flower. But the thing that I like about it is when the garlic comes into bloom, the stem that comes out of the middle is like a corkscrew with the flower bud on top. And I cut them because you want to get the flower off so that all the energy goes into the garlic bulb. Okay. And I give them to my son, who's a florist. And every single day, that stem of garlic changes. And within 10 days, it's perfectly straight. But it unravels and changes every single day to really make it look nice. But, you know, if you want to put it in the earth box, that's great. You can use large pots like 12 or 14 or even larger and plant them in there. You can put them in a whiskey barrel, or you can plant them directly in the garden. So it really doesn't matter as long as they get plenty of sun.
Okay, and if I do choose to go with the pots in the box, I would put it in that location. If otherwise, I would put it directly in the ground. But if I do use the pots, is that where I would use? I've been listening also to you talking about the black gold and the Ideal Organics, or is that only inside?
No, the Ideal Organics and black gold can be used outside or in for all types of containers or for starting seeds. They're just wonderful soil blends.
Okay, and with the garlic, I'm really getting excited now, so I would do that now. And what else could I, any one or two other suggestions to put with it besides the garlic?
At this time of the year, the only thing that you can plant is garlic.
Okay.
And in the Northeast, from Washington, D.C. north, okay, garlic has to be planted during October, November to get rooted, and then the cold weather will knock it down, and then in the spring, it comes up again. It gives us that added month or two for the root system to form, and that way when the season gets started in the spring, it's ready to go, and by August, the end of August, you'll have some fantastic garlic. So go and buy it at your feed and grain store. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, everybody.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.